Brian, with all the wild theories out there about this, were you surprised to hear that the alleged mastermind is a teenager?
No, I'd be surprised if the mastermind wasn't. I mean, this sort of thing is, you know, much more for the technically astute, for those who understand the somewhat complicated minutiae of how they did this. It was a mix, apparently, of about half technology and half social engineering, where you get a hold of people via email, the phone, or even face-to-face, and get them to give you credentials you can use to, in this case, log into the administrative side of the Twitter servers.
So they had always suspected that it had to have come through that route, and these arrests confirm that?
They seem to, Patty, yes. Assuming that these are the people that did it, and they did it the way that it is being described, it's a combination, apparently, of getting to know a lot about certain Twitter employees who are in the administrative side of the system, looking at their LinkedIn profile, following their social media. Most of us put our hometown on Facebook, so now I know where you live. Pretty soon, I can pretty credibly say, I'm your boss's boss, who you've never met. I live just down the road from you. I'm two towns up. I'm in San Mateo, blah, blah, blah. Can't get into the back end right now, and it's a weekend, and I got to log into this particular blah, blah, blah. You see how it goes? And I get you to log in and give me information I need to do the same, or I send you to an authorization site that I text you because I found your phone number. It's actually a bogus site that I set up, and now I'm intercepting your login. It's a combination of people and software, and it's very hard to stop.
Yeah, on that note, Brian, we talk a lot about cyber terrorism and counterterrorism efforts to sort of stop those attacks. How do those efforts compare to trying to stop something like this?
Well, I guess the good news around this, Jeff, is that this is what's roughly known as a spear phishing attack. We all know about phishing, where you go to a bogus website, you log in, and it's actually not really your bank. It's someone capturing you logging into your bank, and now they can do it too. Spear phishing is when you go after a few people very specifically, in this case, high-profile people who were then had their accounts taken over to send out tweets or direct messages saying, hey, send me some Bitcoin and we're going to score. We're going to make a huge win on this investment. Trust me. That means you've got two victims. The person with the big name who was selected to then be gone through to reach people who they know or who trust them. The thing is, this takes a lot of effort per person you hack. It's not like regular phishing where I might scoop up thousands, tens of thousands, or millions of people to log in and let me snag their credentials. That's high volume, and that's what's more than likely to get the average person like us.
So is this easy to fix? If you're Twitter, you read about the details, or at least the allegations detailed in the criminal complaint, you go in and you can fix this pretty easily?
No, I have more concern about these people factor hacks than technical hacks. Both are hard. As we know, it's always cops and robbers. The bad guys are always one step ahead. But these are very tough because all you need to do is get people to be people. You get them to say, you know, will you help me out? Sure. Or I think it's you, or I think it's a friend of someone I work with, or another coworker. You play on people's human nature, and that's very hard to engineer out. We can engineer bugs out of software. We can't engineer bugs out of human nature. So these things are there. And another thing to be concerned about is we're in a world now where millions of people are working at home, and if they work for a bank or Twitter or a medical clinic, they are now doing that on a laptop sitting in a private home dining room table. Now, we haven't heard of any major exploits from that, but they're no longer sitting in a secure facility surrounded by good practices. Mm-hmm. Now, millions of dining room tables have lots of sensitive information on the screen if they're not following good practices to close that laptop every time they walk away.
Brian, quickly before we let you go, any major flags we should be watching for as individual users of the Internet in terms of staying clear of these threats?
Luckily, this particular one doesn't portend a lot of scale to the rest of us. Always be very careful of things that are sent to you asking you to act on them. It's always better if you reach out and say, I'm going to enter the URL. I'm going to go and initiate the action. That's the simplest single rule. But when someone reaches out to you and says, do this, and you're not absolutely sure who it is, that's the first step down a rocky road.